Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon bringing you the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's right. The Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you have a week to write and hopefully record a story based on that topic. It's really fun to do. You should give it a try. In fact, there's a bunch of people who tried it this week, and they did it all on the subject of bacon. That's right. That's what a typical topic is. Isn't that fun? Okay, maybe it's not fun. But these people found it fun enough to give it a shot. And let's see who's going to go first. We need to figure out who won last week. And it's a tie between Tom a Footnote and Lance the Writing Dad. Congratulations to you both. I'm going to flip a, I don't have a coin. Let's flip a hat. It's come up on the Tom side. So it looks like Tom is going to be going first. And you can find out more about Tom if you look in the show notes. They're all linked at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, links to all the authors. And, all sorts of stuff there. But don't do that while you're driving. Instead, let's listen to Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and some weekly updates. Marvel Joe jumps over Jeffrey to go into the 12th position. He's just 3 stories outside of the top 10. A triumphant return on the part of Terrence from Never Was, who moves into the 17th position. Mike S. at the 33rd position, and Linda at the 37th position. Our average has moved up to 11.3 contributors per show. We're at 1,766, closing in on that 2,000 mark. Justin celebrates an entire year's worth of stories, 52. And your humble scribe at the 160th challenge has 144 stories in a row. I have finally broken into the 90th percentile of contribution. That gives me an A. Tonight's story is called In the House of Flocked Wallpaper. My Uncle Bunny's wife was the most exotic member of my father's family. She had been a ballerina, a statement that had so been self-apparent it defied temporal reference. No one knew where or when. You could have easily had said Aunt Ida had been nature itself. I loved going over for lunch. She made this equally exotic sandwich made from tomatoes, lettuce, and bacon. She called it a BLT. She made it sound like an ancient incantation. In the German-Irish no-man's land where I grew up, tomatoes and lettuce were as rare as beluga and borscht.
Tom, are we related? Because I have an aunt who also had this secret BLT recipe. Oh, thank you, Tom, and congratulations. And let's go ahead and roll out your co-champion for this week. Lance, the Writing Dad.
Hey, everybody. Lance here with my entry for Weekly Challenge number 160, Bacon. The Splorent's ship bristled with weapons, all pointed at us. They cut off communications, not liking what we had to say, but we weren't letting them take Planet Bob without a fight.
Mr. Hansen, set phasers to baconize.
The captain tried to be funny at these moments. Hansen was new. Young. He'd ask, baconize, sir?
Baconize, Ensign. That's what I want the Splorent to look like when we're done. Bacon.
The silence seemed long.
Phasers to, baconize, sir.
Excellent. On my mark.
The rest of the bridge crew heaved a collective sigh. It could have gone far worse.
Thank you, Lance the Writing Dad. I don't know how it could have gone far worse. You know, maybe that captain says bacon eyes, another captain says tomato eyes, and then another one says lettuce eyes. Ooh, lettuce eyes. Yeah, that's going to be a topic in the future.
Yes, it's the new lettuce eyes exercise generation.
You know, just like jazzercise, but with lettuce. Hmm? Eh? No, maybe not. Kind of reminds me of the salad races that I did earlier this week. I'll tell you about them at some point. But for now, congratulations to both Tom and Lance. If you could not understand a damn word that they said, the text for the stories are in the show notes. They're at, once again, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There are no ads there. None at all. Not even one from the bacon salt people. I didn't want to really just ruin the moment just for a quick fling with advertisers. No. This is 100% unsponsored volunteer effort. And I think we should be proud of that. Okay, maybe not. Anyway, let's continue with the rest of the rabble. I mean, the veterans who keep coming back for more and more and more, plus maybe mixed in a rookie or two. That's right, we're going to mix them all up now because I'm too lazy to look up. Yeah, it's been 160 episodes. Yeah, I know Tom's got a database and he's got accountants working night and day keeping up on the stats, but not me. I mean, I wing it. I'm winging it, man. I do way too much that's highly organized. Let's just enjoy the moment. And let's enjoy that moment with Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 160 with a prompt of bacon. I call my story The Invasion. They moved like a living lava flow, a black, brown, and liver-red wave oozing and roiling over hills and valleys. No one knew where they had come from or how many there actually were, hundreds, maybe thousands. They were a surge of feral hunger that broke, snarling, whining, and growling onto Main Street and rushed for the center of town. Vicious, razor-sharp teeth tore, and wickedly strong claws dug at the door to the factory. It was clear what they had come for. Bones. That bacon-flavored treat preferred by all dogs, but mysteriously irresistible to wiener dogs. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Wiener dogs? Wiener dogs? You bring wiener dogs into this podcast? It's not like I can stop you. It's already there. It's already been said. The damage has already been done. It's all downhill from here, folks. The wiener dog card has been played. Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up, as we look down the list of all the people who have sent stories in this week, because there's no point in me looking down my laundry list, it's Anima Zabaleta, and she has a story that will touch your heart multiple times, probably with little metal probes, poke, 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 maybe delivering an electric shock or two to bring you back to life.
Hello. Anima here with my sonnet for this week's 100-word challenge, Shakespeare's Heart Attack. And thank you, Guy David, for the music.
The klaxon blasts, the lunch hour is nigh. My stomach whines of a long-gone breakfast. The fodder I brought only makes me sigh. 300 calories leaves me downcast. From the corner, I smell burgers ablaze, hot oil cooking fries by the bushel, pools of condiments, ketchup, mayonnaise, mountains of salt, nary a thing helpful. Oh, beautiful sight, my waitress nears, laden with a cheeseburger and bacon. Drool adorns my chin, from joy I shed tears. With each tasty bite, my veins do thicken. No tales to my spouse, tell not my trainer. Saturated fats are what I live for.
You know, you know that Francis Bacon wrote all of Shakespeare's stuff. Anyway, thank you, Anima. You can check out more from Anima. Go to her link in the show notes and look all over it, subscribe to it, stalk it. Send it crazy love notes, flowers every now and then. Very sweet flowers. Next up is Terrence. You're going to love how every time at the end of his stuff, you know, play it all the way to the end. All the way to the end. You're going to love that little bit. Every time. Yeah, I love that. Here, let's listen to it together. Terrence's story.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. I tried going out and looking for an audio bite for this week's episode, but try as I might, I could not find what I was looking for, so I had to do without. So here is my entry for this week's weekly challenge, bacon. My brother was a food addict. That is not to say he was addicted to TV dinners. He would eat anything he saw on TV. For the most part, that was not an issue. We kept him away from science fiction after an episode of Star Trek sent him looking for gah. I can't even bring myself to talk about the Fear Factor incident. One day I was in the kitchen getting donuts and making him a squishy. That was when I heard the statement that made my heart drop and my stomach turn. Bacon wrapped butter.
Wait for it.
Why?
Sweet! I love that little bit at the end.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. I want to make that my ringtone. Although, would I be able to hear it? I mean, you know, I'm in the middle of a subway, and it would be like, what am I doing in the subway? There are no subways here. And then we'd be like, bye. And it would be, whoa, I need to pick up my phone and listen. Whoa, I got an email here. Oh, I got an email on my phone. Dad, I was in the clutch and all that. Cool. Okay. Well, it looks like SLCC music track is on the right track. I don't know why they're thanking me about that. I'm just, you know, a cog in the machine. I just help out. Yeah, I'm just, you know, whatever. Someone says, oh, you hope this on. Although, okay, yeah. So, Great Heights had their 52nd episode. I didn't have something written for that. Guy David just had his 100th. I didn't write anything for that. I suck. But I've been, you know, I've been able to write for this one. I just haven't recorded because I'm lazy as hell. I'm just tired, you know? After 4 years of this crap, you just start to lose it. One a day until the day I freaking die. Here, where's a gun? I'm just tired, man. Worn out. So instead of writing the next story, I'm going to let Daphne take over. Yeah, I know. She's been gone for a while. Did like 10 billion podcasts and then, you know, none. None whatsoever. None. Everyone's waiting. Leave them wanting more. Well, we want more, Daphne. Okay? We want more. And will this be enough for us? I don't know. We'll see.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the not-quite-pod-faded podcast Daphne's Random Thoughts, which can be found over at daphneabernathy.com. Someday I plan on doing another one of those. I also plan on keeping up with the 100-word story challenges. Okay, I'm not doing so good on those. I'll get around to it someday. So here is my story for this week's topic, bacon. I'm calling this the Friday morning breakfast buffet massacre. The cafeteria had their usual Friday breakfast buffet. They had pancakes, French toast, scrambled eggs, breakfast burritos, corned beef hash, home fries, sausage links, and sausage patties. Everything you could want was there, except for bacon. The first time this happened, the kitchen staff said they were under-ordered for the week and were out by Friday. The second time, they said they ran out earlier in the morning. This was the third time. It was almost noon by the time the police had it all under control, until the lunch menu went up, and BLTs were the sandwich special.
Daphne, we know that you're trying. We know that you're making an effort. But really, it's not good enough. You need to appear in every single weekly challenge, and then, and only then, will we forgive you. I love being a dick. thank you, Daphne. And that's okay. I mean, there are folks that are gone for years and years and years, and they don't come back, and we wonder where they are, but that's okay. It turns out that they're dead. At least they're dead to me. Next up is a rookie, Lori. Look what you're getting into. Now, she did not record her story, but she does have a site out there, and, well, it's a, you know, it's a MySpace site. But that's okay. MySpace still exists. I get to read this one for her. All right. I just get my midget on.
What awakened me? The bird circling overhead or the piercing pain? I feel the heavy handcuffs as my eyes scan the surroundings for my backpack. He looked like a surfer, and she had an adorable skull with rhinestones on her tight tank top. People that cute never pick up hitchhikers. Out of the mouth of the tent, she advances and sits beside him at the campfire. They whisper their opinions, getting rid of me and keeping the stolen money, or turning me in to get the reward. Discussing my fate over bacon and eggs.
Cool. I love it when strange people threaten other people. So, Lori, there's your story. Hope you come back next week and the week after and the week after, and you don't fail like Daphne does. All right, let Daphne be an example to you. Next up is Linda. Now, she's sorting out all the... Her audio system is essentially a bag of audio problems. So we're going to find out what goes wrong this week. But that's okay. It makes her voice that much more of a mystery. And we need more mystery in our lives. Especially, I think, with street signs. So here's Linda.
Microphones work best when mute isn't checked. Let that be a lesson to you, children. Hello, it's Linda, and hopefully this sounds really good. I finally figured out the microphone. I think. Maybe not. Maybe it has another curveball for me. I'm about to be exposed to the swine flu this weekend, so if you never hear from me again, this was like the best time of my life with the challenges and stuff. I ramble a lot, so if you hear edits, it's probably because I went off on a tangent about my puppy feeling left out because I was talking about the cats a few weeks ago and I wasn't talking about her, but she's covered in my comic strip. So if you go to the blog, sisterpepperspray.blogspot.com, and you click on the comic, it'll take you to her glorious little cartoon version. The challenge this week was bacon. Bacon, bacon, bacon. Don't know what it is, but it smells like bacon. Here you go. Enjoy. When the flu hit, I figured everyone was cannibalizing each other for laughs. Then I caught it and started to change. Clinics were turning people in, so I went to my old buddy Chivito. He always fixes me up. He gave me something he swore would cure me if I rubbed it all over and wrapped myself in plastic. I joked with him I'd be ready to eat if it didn't work. I should have noticed he was laughing a little too loud, licking his lips even. It's been a week. I smell like bacon. I hear someone at the door.
Dun, dun, dun.
The end.
Thank you. Linda, your microphone does sound good. I think you've got it perfect. You're ready for your radio career now. sorry, I had to take a break. Keiko is messing with the second lie dude, and they're just... Those two, they ought to just get a room, you know? Oh. Whoa. Are my eyes deceiving me? Has Craig from WatchTheBull.com returned? My God, it's been so long. I still subscribe to there, and I still listen, and I enjoy, just as I listen to Great Heights and all the other story sites that I can. I don't listen to Podcastle, though. I don't like the fan, you know, maybe there are good fantasy podcasts out there, but they pick all the, oh boy, it's unicorns and fairies and elves and, oh Jesus. God, just get a float on the gay pride parade. Ugh. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, just unicorns and fairies, just eight-year-old stuff. Ugh. Oh, so now I've gotten you in the mood for Craig from Wash the Bowl. Hey, how's that for a lead-in?
This is Craig, washthebowl.com, with this week's entry into the 100-word challenge, Bacon. My story is entitled Iced Grease. Enjoy. On soft cotton sheets, fresh with spring air, Franny dropped her robe, edging herself onto the bed. With her fingertips, she placed warm bacon upon her inner thighs, letting juices dribble to the sheets, letting the grease adhere each slice to her skin. Using her salty fingers, Franny massaged the bacon with ice cubes, turning it translucent white, like her skin. Laying back upon the crisp sheets, Franny enjoyed the mingling of odors, the touch of meat. Beckoning me, she softly commanded, "Be my Trojan horse. Make me sizzle. Devour me." I emerged breathless from the dark corner.
Ah, oh, that's just sexy. Thank you, Craig, and welcome back. We missed you so much. And unlike all the others, I never assumed that you were dead. I figured you were just in a coma in the hospital, waiting to have your organs removed in the Michael Crichton novel and that kind of thing. You know, I wonder if Michael Crichton is actually in a coma and they just took out all of his organs one by one for transplant. That would be creepy. That would be irony. That would be creepy irony. Next up is Jeffrey from Great Height. Oh, God, he's going to have a recording in here saying, "Where were you? Why didn't you appear on number 52 of my annual anniversary? Why didn't you deliver on your promise?" Or maybe he just won't mention it. And it'll be like the 900-pound gorilla in the room. You know, the one that beats up the 800-pound gorilla? And the 800-pound gorilla goes, "Oh, don't beat me anymore." And the 900-pound gorilla goes, "I'm going to beat you up, and I'm going to take all your bananas." Oh, here's Jeffrey.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week number 160. With the topic of bacon. I call this one, The Things You Miss. It's a funny thing, the things you miss when the whole world goes to hell in a handbasket. You might think you miss things like your car, or maybe your house. Not me. I miss the little things. I miss curling my toes into deep pile carpet, or having shoes so I don't have to walk on broken glass every time someone goes on a shooting spree. I miss being able to brush my teeth once in a while. But since the swine flu killed everything else, but the pigs, I don't miss my bacon. Come here, Suey! This has been Things You Miss by Jeffrey Height. If you enjoyed this story, please take time to go over to greatheights.blogspot.com, see the other stories just like it, and even participate if you'd like.
You know, folks, when you write a story that's longer than 100 words and you don't have the heart to cut it down, just tack on the prompt that Great Heights has and then send it to Jeffrey. That's what I should do. You know, it'd be like a story about, you know, juggling, and then the topic would be like cloud farming, and then I'd end it with cloud farming in a very thoughtful way. No? Man, I can barely keep up with this podcast. I can barely keep up with writing for this podcast. I can barely keep up with work. I can barely keep up with sleep. I can barely keep up with the cats. life is about barely keeping up. And then you have to keep up appearances to make it look like you're keeping up with everything. Keep. Sound like a freaking bird. Who's next? Let's see, we did that. Did that one. And there. Oh, Justin from Space Turtle. I hope he says something about the stuff that he's planning for storytelling in World, because I'm going to get involved in that. You know, I suck at organizing things. You know, I organize all this crap, and I just don't have time for it anymore because I'm keeping up with it, but barely. Anyway, here's Justin. He'll explain it better.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with today's 100-word story. The topic is bacon. The story is called Oh Well. And I'd like to thank Enema Zavaleta for the story idea I used. I made it a bit more twisted. Timmy loved his dog Lassie. Then Timmy began to understand what Lassie was saying. It wasn't anything strange, scary, or ominous. It was annoying. A normal day brought incessant yapping about the most ridiculous things, like undetectable sounds or smells. It got bad when Lassie smelled bacon. Lassie shouted, "Bacon!" repeatedly, and chewed on anything that had come into contact with it. One day during the bacon fest, Timmy nearly went insane. When no one was looking, he tossed a plate filled with bacon down the well. Lassie dove in. Timmy did not rush to an adult to get help. Pardon the baby crying sounds, but I was tired and I didn't want to wait till later to record it.
Yes! Oh, great. PETA's now going to... No, PETA doesn't even listen to this. Nobody listens to this podcast anymore. The traffic stats are all dead people's iPods just clicking over and over, and then the authors. And that's it. That's it. The grand illusion, the grand golden age of podcasting is gone. Why? Because I'm not seeing the numbers, so it means the golden age is over. Yeah, whatever. Yeah! Like that one, Justin. Awesome. All right, let's see if Mike P. has more to bring to the game here. Let's see if he's going to raise it up. Now, unlike Mike S., Mike P. doesn't record his own stuff. He has no voice. His throat has been torn out by Takamura, Keiko Takamura in World, because he got them confused. Just read Keiko's Twitters, and she'll explain it all. Anyway, here's Mike's story.
The squad car pulled up to the stoplight, waiting for the green light. A biker looked over, an evil grin plastered across his face. "Hey," he asked his buddies, "do you smell hot dogs?" "Yeah, I think so. Or maybe bratwurst." "You know, I'm pretty sure it's fried spam," a third chimed in. "No, my friends," the first biker said, "that is a unique scent of Scrapple." The officer's hands tightened on the wheel. As the light turned green, he swerved over and gave the bikers a friendly nudge into a parked SUV. It's never pretty when bacon goes bad.
That sounds like the freaking Lollipop Guild. I'm sorry, Mike. And that will teach you people to turn your stories in. Thank you, Mike. All right, I've got some slogans for the gun industry here. Because nobody in the right mind goes to the pistol range to spend an hour negotiating with targets. Imagine Dirty Harry holding a can of pepper spray and saying, "D-squared six shots or only five?" No, we can't either. Because if governments spent all their money on butter, we'd all die of heart disease. Without guns, top starring Tom Cruise would have made him look even more gay than he is. Christopher Lee with a gold pen, lighter, and cigarette case isn't all that interesting. even with that midget? Because in a real Martian invasion, sneezing doesn't work fast enough, and nobody owns Slim Whitman records. Best one, though, that I saw in all the list was from Matt Bramante. Because there's something missing when you just send lawyers and money. Zevon reference for the win, baby. Okay, now that we've gone through that, it's time for Guy David. Now, he's done his 100th episode, and it should be out by now. You should be enjoying it by now. You should listen to it twice. And not, you know, one iPod in each ear kind of twice. No. Hit the rewind. Play it again. Play it again. Do it in the bath so that you can't reach out and grab the radio or the toaster. You don't want to grab any electric appliance when you're in the bath. So here's Guy David and his story. Safe for the tub.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 160. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where we are celebrating the 100th episode of Night Guy. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. The topic for this week's challenge is bacon. Enjoy! Porky Pig was looking Daffy Duck in the eyes. They have come to a standstill. There was no doubt about it. Someone was going to get it. But which one? We sat there at the movie theater, enjoying every brilliant frame, every punchline. At that moment, the sound of an explosion shook the not-so-silent screen. We waited in amused anticipation for the outcome. We didn't have to wait long. The figure of Daffy Duck rotating a stuffed Porky Pig above the fire appeared out of the smoke. "Looks like we're having bacon for lunch," he said.
Cartoon violence, yes! Oh, yeah. Thank you, Guy. And you can check out Guy's podcast, everybody else's stuff, all their writing. Go to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, look at the links, because you don't want to listen to this next one, all right? You know who it is. It's Planet Z. And this, it's really sick this week. This guy's just twisted. So I warned you. Here we go.
When you arrive in hell, they tell you why you're there. "Oh, I already know," I said. "Poison bacon."
"That's how you died," said the devil. "Not why you're here."
He slid a few photographs across the table. I already knew what they would show. Let's go. Hell is a massive iron spike upon which the damned are impaled up through the ass and out the mouth. You shit in the face of the soul below you, and the one above shits in yours. Repeat that a few billion times. Here's my advice. Be good.
And that's it for the weekly challenge, number 160, bacon. I'd hoped that Kat would have gotten her story finished this week. She promised me. She promised that she would have that story done. I mean, let me read you what she has. And it's 85 words. All she needed was another 15. She could have just gone, oh, yeah, I love bacon. But no. No, she wouldn't just cop out like that. I just don't know what to say. Let me read this to you. "We loved each other in the time of Atkins. Your warm touch peppered my lips each morning, accompanied by eggs and various other breakfast meats. But you left me in the time of high blood pressure, when your sodium goodness was too strong for my weak veins. You didn't even say goodbye, just disappeared from my griddle, like a forgotten lover, never to be seen again. But when my toast meets my cheese, and my home fries get lonely, I think of you with eyes. All she needed was 15 more words. This could have been an epic for the ages. A love drabble that would last forever. But no.
No. So I'm not going to tell you about the show notes up at podcasting.isfullofcrap. I'm too sad to tell you that the text for the stories, links to everybody's pages, or what they're pimping out there. I won't even say that there's a poll so that you can vote for your favorites. Favorites. More than one. No, I can't bring myself to it. I just can't. This would have been beautiful. This would have changed the face of all English literature. And that wonderful, kind librarian has let the world down. I'm just going to post the topic for next week. I'll see y'all then. Until then, thank you for listening, and thank you for carrying on and continuing in the face of this gigantic letdown. And as always,
closing. Now I know your pain, Guy David and Jeffrey Haidt, to be spurned, to hope that one special person, that one glimmer of hope in your heart, dashed, crushed, destroyed. Oh well.